We are living in the end times. The church has to understand the times and know what to do. The Bible contains prophecy about current and future events. Join Reverend I.T. Matura as he does an exposition of the book of Revelations.
Greetings, saints. Welcome to an exposition of the book of Revelations with Reverend I.T. Matura. We continue on our study of the book of Revelation. We are now on lesson 17. Chapter 17 of the book of Revelation, and I've titled this lesson Mystery Babylon. Now, the previous lesson we looked at the seven last plagues that were released upon earth by the seven angels that had were given seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, and the wrath of God was released upon the earth, and there was great pain and suffering on the release of each bowl of the wrath of God. His judgment and his vengeance comes upon the earth. Those who had the mark of the beast, those that worship the beast, and those that had taken the image of the beast, the judgment of God comes upon them together with the beast. But the scenario in the said situation is none of them repent to God. They continue to curse and blaspheme the name of the Lord. Now, after this scene, John then is invited by one of the seven angels, and he begins to reveal to him certain things about a woman who was a harlot, the mystery Babylon. So I'm going to do an overview of chapter 17, then we'll look at the seven lessons that we draw out of this chapter. Now, take out your Bible, take out your notebook, get ready to learn from the scriptures, and I believe you'll be empowered, edified, and strengthened by the word of God. Now, from verse 1 to verse 2, one of the seven angels spoke to John and invited him to see the judgment of the harlot who sits on the waters, whom the kings and inhabitants of the earth have fornicated with. So there's an invitation for John to see this harlot, this woman that had caused men and women, kings of the earth, to fornicate and to do things that are evil in the presence of God. Verse 3 to 5, the angel then gives a description of the great harlot that he invites John to see. Verse 3 says, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns." So this woman was sitting upon a beast, and this beast had seven heads and ten horns. And you remember, this is the first beast, the Antichrist. And this woman was sitting upon the beast. Verse 4 says, "The woman was arrayed in purple, scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones, pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication." So she was dressed beautifully. She was dressed elegantly. But the cup that she was holding was full of filth and abomination because of her fornication. Verse 5 says, "Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." So she had a name on her forehead, and her name was Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots and abominations on earth. Verse 6 says, "John saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus." John marveled with great amazement when he looked at this woman. She was drunk, and she was not drunk of wine. She was not drunk because of alcohol. She was drunk because of the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Christ that she had killed and destroyed. Verse 7 to 8, the angel asks John why he marveled and tells him to come so he can explain the mystery of the woman that is riding on the beast. So the angel looked at John and saw that he was amazed. He was baffled, and he says, "Why are you amazed? Why are you confused and baffled? Come, and I'll give you an explanation and interpret the vision to you." Now, verse 8 says, "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on earth shall wander, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, is not, and yet is." So he sees this, and the angel begins to explain the beast and who he is, and how he has made the people of the earth to wonder and to be amazed and also to be deceived. Verse 9 to 11, the angel gives John the interpretation of the beast with seven heads. Verse 9 says, "And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains which the woman sits on." So the seven heads that the woman was sitting on, these were seven mountains. Verse 10 then explains further. "There are the seven kings. Five are fallen. One is, another is yet to come. When he cometh, he must continue for a short while." Verse 11 says, "And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition." A number of scriptures there that can be confusing, but just to clarify and give, to simplify. So John receives understanding from the angel, and the angel says the seven heads that you see are seven mountains, and those seven mountains are seven kings. Five have come. The sixth one is, the seventh is yet to come, but the beast who is to come is the eighth, though he is among the seven. Verse 12 to 14, the angel gives John interpretation of the ten horns of the beast. In verse 12, it says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom yet, but receive power as kings, one on as kings on earth, 1 hour with the beast." Verse 13, "These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." Verse 14, "These shall make war with the lamb, and the lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords, kings of kings. They that are with him are called chosen and faithful." So the ten horns, the angel explains to John and says, these are kings that are yet to receive power, but they will come up and they will reign with the beast and they will submit to the beast. But when they rise up against the lamb, then they shall be defeated. Verse 15 to 18, the angel reveals the meaning of the waters that the harlot set on, and then also reveals her destruction in the end. He also reveals the harlot's identity as Mystery Babylon, responsible for false religion on earth. Listen to verse 15. "And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the harlot sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, and nations and tongues." So waters, the sea, speaks of people and masses of people. So the woman had affected masses of people. She had deceived many. Many had drinking from a harlotry, from her adultery, had drinking from her abomination. She was sitting upon the waters, upon the nations, the peoples, and different tongues. Verse 16 says, "And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the harlot, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire." 17, "For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled." 18, "And the woman thou sittest is the great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth." So that's how it concludes when the mystery Babylon is then dismantled. It is destroyed. It is self-destroying, because the kings rise up against this woman and they destroy and they eat her flesh, and she is destroyed, and the city, the mystery Babylon, collapses. Now, there are seven lessons that we can learn or draw from this chapter, chapter number 17. Now, the first lesson is the harlot named Mystery Babylon represents false religion that will be established on earth. So it's very important that you understand that Mystery Babylon speaks of the harlot in the end times, and she is a type of false religion that will arise and affect many people and confuse people and lead people astray. Now, if you remember in the book of Daniel, you see there the type of Babylon and false religion. It says, and King Nebuchadnezzar set up a statue, a golden statue that was very long. And it says, everyone should worship that statue for a month. Anyone who did not worship it was to be killed into the furnace of fire. And the Bible says music was played, various types of music. When the music was played, everyone in the kingdom of Babylon, you remember that time Babylon had conquered the known world, and Nebuchadnezzar was the king in that sense, and everyone had to bow down to that image. So it was a type of false religion. This is the mystery Babylon. So in a time to come, the world order, or the world order of religion, would deceive many and cause many to worship the beast and cause many to turn away from God and worship that which is false and that which is not true. And this is the mystery Babylon. This is this woman that is sitting on the beast, arrayed with scarlet, purple, gold, and precious stones. All that represent deception. She looks like she is wealthy, but she is deceiving. And many people in the world will be deceived. This spirit of false religion is already at work. The time we are living in, we need to understand the times, because many are deceived. Many are falling into a trap where people are worshiping things that they don't know, where there's this universalism where people are saying there are many ways that can reach to God. But that's not true. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. There is only one way, and that is Jesus Christ. Number two, the false religion will be empowered by the beast using his demonic powers. So you see, the Bible says this is the beast that arises from the bottomless pit. So he's demonically empowered, and he empowers this mystery woman with the powers of demons to influence and to deceive the earth. Because this woman is seated on top of the beast, it means her movement is managed by the beast. So wherever she wants to go, it is the beast that takes her there. So it means this false religion will be managed by the beast. He will be the vehicle for this false religion. He will push this agenda to move people away from the truth and put them into the false, where they worship that which is not of God, but they worship the beast and cause many to stumble. Lesson number three, the false religion will be responsible for the death of the saints and martyrs of Jesus. And over the years, false religion has led to the death of the saints. Now, this woman, the Bible says, when John looked at her, she was drunk, but she was not drunk with wine or alcohol. She was drunk with the blood of the saints. She was drunk with the blood of the martyrs of the saints. So she is a woman. She is a force. She is a demonic system, a religion that will be responsible for the death of many that hold on to the testimony of Jesus Christ. And it will kill, even during the time of tribulation, those that do not worship the true, that do not worship the beast. They will be killed because they will not have taken the image or the mark or the name of the beast. And this woman would drink of their blood. She is like, if you remember the Bible, a type of this woman is Jezebel. The woman who was a witch, one who was responsible for attacking the prophets. The Bible says she would kill the prophets. The prophets went into hiding because of Jezebel. All the true prophets of that time, if they were seen, they would be killed. Even Elijah went on a run, and he ran for 40 days and 40 nights, and he ran another 40 days and 40 nights, and he was running away from Jezebel, because Jezebel was responsible for the destruction of all genuine worshippers of God. And she erected the temples of Baal and appointed priests of Baal in many places and in high places. She was a type of this mystery Babylon, a type of the false religion that destroys and kills the prophets of God. Number four, the beast, who is the Antichrist, will do a counterfeit death and resurrection that will deceive the whole world, those that are not in the book of life. Now, when you read in verse 8, you hear the Bible calling the beast the one who was, who is not, and who is. So you remember in the previous lesson that the beast was injured fatally and left for dead, but he recovers miraculously. So he fakes and he counterfeits. the Christ, who is Jesus Christ, to imitate, not to imitate as such, but to create a counterfeit, as if he died and resurrected, and the world will be amazed and they'll be deceived by what the devil has done and the beast has done, this fake resurrection. So men will then think this one is the Messiah and he is the Christ, yet he is the Antichrist, and you cause many to worship him because of this deception. And the Bible says those that are not in the book of life will be deceived. Muzalwan, that's why it is important to have the mark of the blood of Jesus, that we be covered and protected from deception, that our eyes be opened by the Spirit of God, that we may not be deceived in these end times. Number five, the seven heads on the beast represent seven kings and seven kingdoms. The beast will appear, will be the eighth head. Now, it's important that you understand that it gives that five have come. This was in the time of John. The sixth is yet to come. And the seventh is yet to come. And the beast is the eighth. Now, if you read in the book of Daniel, these 10 heads are represented by 10 horns. The Bible says, then another horn will rise in Daniel chapter 7. And when he rises, three horns will be plugged out. So that horn will be the eighth horn now, because seven will be left. And says, this horn will have eyes and will have a mouth, and it will speak blasphemy against God. It will speak blasphemy. It says it will make war with the saints and it will prevail. That horn will be the Antichrist. That horn will be the beast. That's the eighth head and the eighth horn in the book of Daniel. And he will make war against the saints. And if you remember in the previous chapters, that the Antichrist is given power to prevail for 42 months, for 3.5 years he will prevail. So you see that he will come in the power, but in that power it is a system. And the Bible says he's among the seven. So they are not just kings, but it is a kingdom, and it is made up of seven kings. But when the beast comes, he will disempower the other seven, or the other seven kingdoms, and he will be the one who begins to reign over this kingdom. Almost you unite these seven kingdoms and you become the leader or the king or the political leader over them during the time of the tribulation. Lesson number six, the 10 horns represent 10 kings who reign with the beast. So there are 10 kings. The Bible says these have not yet received power, but in a time to come there will be 10 kings that will arise, and they will reign together with the beast. But these will surrender their power to the beast. So they will submit, though they are with the beast, they will surrender their power to the beast. So this becomes a political system now, if you look at it, made up of kings that have submitted to the beast. And the beast will be in charge. It will be a political system. So the beast will now be in charge. All these kings that come together from different nations and different kingdoms, and they submit their power to the beast. So the earth becomes submitted to one ruler, and that ruler will be the beast. But they will make war against the Lamb. All these kings will come together under the beast, and they'll make war against the Lamb. That is the mistake that they then make. Once they rise up against the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, they are then defeated and they are overcome. Now, I want you to know, Mzalwan, for a moment, the devil may seem to be prospering. He may seem to be doing well. He may seem to be prevailing against the saints of God. But in the end of the story, Christ will come out victorious. The end of the story, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior, he will prevail over the beast, over the dragon, over every demonic system. Now, it says in the book of Daniel chapter 7 that the saints shall take the kingdom, and the Ancient of Days, it says, he saw one like the Ancient of Days, and one who sat on the throne, and the saints shall take the kingdom. In the end, it is the kingdom of God that will prevail. All these other kingdoms will be destroyed, and the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of our God is the kingdom that will prevail and will stand the test of time in the end. That's why it is important that we put our strength, our time, and all we can do, we invest it into the kingdom. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto thee. In this time and in this season, Bazalwane, let's seek the kingdom of God. Let's not be seeking after many things, money and other things that will lead us into deception. Let's seek the kingdom of God. All other things will line up when we seek the kingdom of God, because it is that kingdom that is going to prevail over the kingdom of the beast and the kingdom of the dragon. Lesson number 7, the system of false religion will end and it will collapse. It will be exposed by God, and that will be its destruction. So this system of false religion, false prophets, false system of worship, deception, it will collapse. The Bible says the 10 kings will rise up against the harlot that is seated on the beast, and they will destroy and consume her flesh. So they will fight amongst themselves. The Bible says God will cause the 10 kings to rise up against it and destroy this false religion. So when people invest themselves in that which is false, in the end, it will destroy them. Now, it is very important, Bazalwane, that we have the spirit of discernment, that we are not deceived. We don't fall into the hands of the enemy and deception, because the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work, and many are being deceived. Many are falling on the wayside. But the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. All that we need to stand upon is the truth, and the truth is the word of God, nothing else. Anything that is not truth will collapse. Anything that is not of God will collapse. So false religion will totally collapse. It will not stand the test of time. In the end, it will crumble, and the truth will remain standing, in Jesus' mighty name. Pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. That God, when we are in him, we have found life. He is the bread of life. In him, Father, we shall not thirst anymore. Heavenly Father, I pray that you open our eyes. Our spirit may be able to discern what is transpiring, that none of those that have believed in the name of Jesus may fall away, that God, none may be deceived, but we may know the truth, that God, we may remain in the path of righteousness. We may follow the truth and not fall into the false. That God, as your word says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That God, we may be delivered from deception. We may be delivered from the trap of the enemy. That God, we may worship the one and true living God, Yahweh Elohim, the God Almighty, El Shaddai, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Father, for your word that strengthened us. You say you shall know the truth. Thy word is truth. That, Father, we be established in the truth, unshaken and unmovable, planted in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. What a blessing. Thank you so much for joining this series. We continue again tomorrow. Let's continue to read the book of Revelation as we move on to our next lesson. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more of these teachings, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 355 0334.